Each Tuesday, we like to talk some local rugby with our Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everyone.
Mate, you got a couple of exclusives for us. Hit us.
Yeah, fantastic. World Cup was running one on the weekend in South Africa and Cape Town. Well done to the fellas in finishing fourth, but the ladies helped themselves to another gold medal. Of course, they won the inaugural title in Dubai in 2009, but won in Cape Town. And Sharni Williams, who was part of that first side, won the player of the match. So congratulations to her. She's on her way with the Bill Court Wallaroos, as well as Lane Morgan, as well as Mia Stewart. That'll be next month. Some of the games, hopefully, will be on Nine, from what I've been told, but most will be on Stan. You can find out more through rugby.com.au, but in the light of the Sevens. The Sydney Sevens, of course, will be held between the 27th and the 29th of January next year, the Australia Day long weekend, and it'll be held at Allianz Stadium.
Ooh.
Of course, for the last couple of years when we've had it, has actually been out in the Western Sydney Stadium, but it'll be in the big flash new stadium, so look out for that. Head to sydneysevens.com.au if you want to find out more and get into it. Also, of course, the Santos Festival of Rugby, which we talked about early this year, of course it was in Roma and Narrabri 2 years ago, has been confirmed its dates. This will actually be held on the 10th and the 11th of February next year. This will be at Dengar Park in Narrabri. Santos Festival of Rugby has a Facebook page and also a website. Won't be updated yet, but you can have that opportunity to get stuck into that. Part of that is Saturday night, the 11th. We have the Beep, New South Wales Waratahs taking on the Westpac Queensland Reds. Now, I say the word Beep because the New South Wales Waratahs have just signed a new sponsor for next year and the Harvey Norman Super Rugby competition, which should have a draw in a couple of weeks' time. We'll leave the Waratahs to work that out next month. And also, finally, of course, they do have this Centre of Excellence opening. We'll talk more about that in a couple of weeks' time. But, yeah, all the whistles and bells there, including underwater treadmills and pools and hot pools and cold pools and kitchens and all this sort of stuff. So that'll be there, of course, at Dartfield at the University of New South Wales. And that should be open this time next month.
Mate, so who was that Waratah sponsor? Or are you teasing that one out again?
Mate, I haven't been told, and I'm not going to bug them, but they've been gracious enough to tell me they're on their way. So
good to hear.
They may launch that at the same time as the Centre of Excellence.
All right. Now, the Steve Merritt Cup winners.
Yeah, congratulations goes to the Hunter Sports High, 12 points to 8 over Timaree. Last week, of course, fantastic performance, and great to see so many kids have been able to play in that age group 16 to 18. Well done to Brent Dale, the development officer, on his great work there at New South Wales Rugby.
Also, our local finals, are they on this weekend or have they been on?
Certainly are. Yeah, of course, we've got the preliminary finals this weekend, number 2 sports ground on Saturday, as we have in first grade there at 3:30. The Hamilton Hawks take on Wanderers. Mirror the Carlton take on Hamilton Hawks in seconds. Third grade, we've got Wanderers up against University at 12:40. 11:20, the ladies have the Hamilton Hawks up against Maitland. And finally, there in the divisional, Madawi take on the crew there from Cooks Hill. Of course, the winner of that particular game will move through to the grand final next week against... fantastic to see the Griffins are through to a grand final. And that starts at 10 a.m. You can find out more through the websites there, of course, and also the Facebook there of Hunter Rugby. If that isn't enough for you, of course, we've got the Santos Central North Rugby Premiership with their grand final this weekend. All the best to Kate Brown and also Peter Cox, who are both former teammates there for the Ray White ACT Brumbies in the Bill Corp CBW a couple of years ago. They're going to take on Tamworth Pirates, and this weekend we're going to furnish you with an interview with a young lady called Phoebe McLaughlin, who's come back. Of course, her teammates there include Mary O'Sullivan and also Rosie Ferguson, who is, of course, on the website there, 2nm.com.au/breakfast. Excuse me. So that starts at about 11:30. Second grade has the Riggs Livestock Transport second grade, who've had a great season there for Moree, take on Tamworth Pirates. And in first grade, of course, the Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils take on the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys. That kicks off at 3 p.m. Find out more through gunnarrugby.com.au and also cnru.com.au. If Gunnarugby can win, it'll be their first premiership in 50-odd years.
Mate, you got 30 seconds to talk Test Rugby on Thursday night.
Beautiful. Cadbury Wallabies take on the crew there from the All Blacks. It is from Docklands Stadium. 7:30 kick-off on NBN, Channel 9 and also Win. And also the Australia A side will be playing 3 Test matches in October against the Japanese side. So that's why the Waratahs most probably won't play any trial matches later in the year. But we'll give you a story in 2 weeks' time as to what they're going to get up to in the off-season. Apart from that little earlier story we did about the Santos Festival of Rugby. But looking forward to the Bledisloe, not only on Thursday, but also, of course, next Saturday there at Eden Park before we move into the end of season experiential thing at the end of October.
Good on you, Weeksy. We'll speak again. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Have a good day.